Our next guest has gained great acclaim as both a stand-up comedian and comedic actor. He's toured with the Comedians of Comedy. He was a regular on the TV show True Calling. And he was a recurring character on Reno 911. His movies include Out Cold, Corky Romano, and Into the Wild. Wow, Zach Galifianakis, there's a lot here. I got to keep plowing through your credits.
What a resume.
You also made a music video for Kanye West, mm-hmm. which is definitely not something you see on every comedian's resume.
No.
And your latest DVD is called Live at the Purple Onion. I need not tell you.
Yep, that's what it's called. It's selling like whatever the opposite of hotcakes is.
Cold flapjack?
Yeah.
He plays a mean piano. You're not going to play that today for us, though, are you?
No, I don't think so.
You know what I didn't list there, Zach Galifianakis? Dog Bites Man. You played I Loved Alan Finger.
Yeah.
Did you choose that name?
Yeah, I did. It's a terrible name,
isn't it?
So
creepy. It makes me uncomfortable to say.
Yeah, I know. It's a terrible name.
Were you cast in Into the Wild because of your beard?
I was cast in Into the Wild because the director, Sean Penn, called my cell phone one day and he was like, "Hey, it's Sean Penn." I'm like, "Uh-huh." He's like, "Do you know the book Into the Wild?" I'm like, "Yes." He goes, "Will you be in the movie?"
Are you kidding me?
I just called my cell phone.
How did you get your mobile
number?
I don't
remember. And I didn't believe whoever it was.
Of course you didn't.
And he was like, "Well, will you be in it? What are you doing next week?" And I said, "Well, I had plans on going to Arby's," which I did.
Good.
Anyway, it was him. And then I flew out to South Dakota to do it. And I asked him, "How did you know about me?" And he said, "I've seen the movie Out Cold about 20 times, which is a snowboarding movie with Lee Majors in it." That's how I got into it.
Who would have thought? You know, you plant these seeds in your juvenilia.
Right.
Of juvenilia along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I got the job.
Were you laughing during the introduction because I called you a comedic actor?
Yeah. I don't know. I just... I don't know. You said something that sounded a little bit too nice for an introduction for me, and it kind of made me giggle.
Aww.
It was very nice.
Well, I would say that Into the Wild would not make you... I mean, that makes you an actor, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm officially an actor, I guess. That's a good movie. I like that movie.
So let's listen to a little bit of Live at the Purple Onion.
Oh, God.
Here you launch into a few characters you say you've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
This first character is called the Pretentious Illiterate. Here we go, Pretentious Illiterate. I told you, I don't know how to read. This next character is called the Forgetful Vegan. Here we go, Forgetful Vegan. Man, that sure was good pepperoni. This next character is called the Timid Pimp, and he's on the phone with one of his hookers, the Timid Pimp. Hi, Amber. Hi, it's Mark. Yeah, I can hold. This next character is called...
That wasn't so bad.
No. The Pretentious Illiterate is a visual gag, though. I don't know if it works.
Talk about what you're doing there.
I'm just taking off my glasses, like, very pretentiously. You know how people remove the glasses to make a point?
Sure.
It's kind of like
that's prop comedy.
Prop comedy, yeah.
I never thought you'd sink to that.
Oh, no. I am very proppy. I'm not ashamed of it. I like it.
Well, would you call the fact when I last saw you perform, mm-hmm. which was last month, the Funny or Die tour, Carnegie Hall, sir?
Yeah. No, Radio City.
Oh, sorry. I mixed them up.
Carnegie
Hall.
No.
Radio City.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I said at the show, I said it's nice to, I've always wanted to play Carnegie Hall. But I said this will do.
Your joke. But I saw you there and you were in a little Orphan Annie dress.
Yeah.
Would you call that prop comedy or just costuming?
I just call that writer's block. When you know, it's hard to, if you have to get dressed up as a, you know, a young girl to get mm-hmm. your political point across, then that's okay. It's not very proppy. It's just, how do I get my point across?
What was the point you wanted to make besides nice gams?
It was about, it was the juxtaposition of the song, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, with all the horrible things I'd written on the pad that the world is ending. That's what the point I was trying to get across.
You're a Southern gentleman.
That's right.
From Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Yeah,
why don't you have an accent?
I do have one. When I drink, it comes out.
Same with me.
Are you from the South?
Yeah.
Where?
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do you say y'all?
Yeah, I say y'all. I live in North Carolina still.
You have a farm there.
Yeah. A few years ago decided I had this craving to nurture the earth. And so hopefully the marijuana laws will change so I can have this farm going on.
You can't grow marijuana there or hemp? Are you growing hemp?
I want to grow marijuana there.
Why?
To make ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Just for make rope ladders,
mm-hmm.
rope structures. What are you, a narc?
No, I was just wondering. It's a fair question.
Yeah, but don't corner me with all these questions. I might not even be telling the truth. I'm not even Zach What's-His-Face.
Not only do you can't even pronounce your damn last name. So you shot this Kanye West, that's hard to say, video mm-hmm. on your farm.
That's right. He asked me to...
He asked, like, Sean Penn calls you, and then Kanye West calls you?
I know, and I don't know. Yeah, but he asked me to do it. He had seen this music video I did on my own for Anita Baker. I had lip-synced and lip-sank?
Lip-sunk? Who knows?
An Anita Baker song on my own just for fun. And then somebody showed it to him, and then he came and saw me do stand-up, and he said, "Will you do my music video?" And I said, "As long as you don't tell me what to do, I'll do it."
Did he tell you what to do?
Nope.
Wow.
I just said, "This is how much money I need," and he gave it to me, and he's in the video for 1 second. Nobody knows that, but he's in the video for 1 second. And I emailed him the video, and that was it.
Was it fun for you?
Yeah, it was just me and this singer who, his name was Will Oldham, who's kind of known. He's a folk singer. Happened to be visiting my farm, and we just drank some whiskey and rode around in my tractor, and just made the video. It was real easy.
So in this show I saw at Rockefeller Hall, you were wearing the Annie dress,
mm-hmm.
and you used the F word. Not about the one about gay folks, not about fornicating.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was in a joke about Dick Cheney's
That's right.
daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're, as far as I know about your politics, you're like liberal. Now.
Right.
So.
Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Just like racial jokes, I think homophobia is really dumb, and thus I think it's really funny. I think saying stuff like that is so stupid, thus it makes me laugh.
Would you
now,
say
if someone
an N-word?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you do? Okay, so like...
Oh, yeah.
It's consistent.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not out... I don't... I will tell you this. I will do a joke about, let's say, black people. With that horrible word.
Mm-hmm.
People get offended. And then I'll do a joke about Chinese people. Everyone laughs at the Chinese joke. Is it... Yeah, oh, absolutely. At all the PC people, all the liberals, they all do.
Wait, and you're saying you use a slur for Chinese?
No, no. It's a stereotype that I talk about.
Okay.
So for some reason, the PC police have decided that it's okay to... laugh at that, but not anything else. I have a real problem with that. To me, that's the most racist thing you can do, is choose which group you're going to laugh at.
That's really interesting.
Absolutely. Happens all the time. And then when I do jokes that are a bit racy, the black audience members always laugh. It's the white audience members that have a problem.
Feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
When you do those jokes, do you ever point out to your audience, "Hey, you guys, you just laughed at this"?
Yes, I will. If there's hypocrisy, absolutely. And not only that, I have designed a joke that only if you were racially minded would you get. And then I say, if you got that joke,
Ooh.
Then if you didn't get that joke, you're not a racist.
The joke?
We're not live, right?
No.
The joke is I wear a lot of Axe body spray, but I live in a black neighborhood and it's called Ask body spray. And then I say, if you don't get that joke, then you're not racist. So it turns it on the audience.
And then is there like a long pause and slow burn?
No, it's just a big laugh. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Do you think growing up in the South helped you be more aware of those kind of divisions?
Well, my dad, being Greek, had trouble with the KKK. Had trouble joining it. No. Good one, right, guys?
Yeah.
No, actually, he did have trouble with the KKK, and I'll tell you why. His brother, my uncle, was a congressman, and he was running for Senate against Jesse Helms. And Jesse Helms, when they would show up for, you know, political events, the KKK would show up in the background just to intimidate my uncle and my father. Absolutely.
Did they have hoods on?
I don't think they had hoods.
But you knew there. Were you there?
No, I was only four at the time.
Did it intimidate your uncle and your dad?
No, they didn't. They weren't intimidated. Matter of fact, he was beating Jesse Helms. I don't know if you
with
know.
A club.
Yeah, club sandwich. he was winning against Jesse Helms, and then the last 2 weeks of the election, Jesse Helms came out with a slogan that said, "Vote for Jesse. He's one of us." Meaning he doesn't have a long Greek last name and he's not dark. My dad and his side of the family are all dark skin, dark eyes. And so, yeah. I mean, I directly obviously have not been, you know, a subject of racism. But I see it a lot in the South. And by the way, you see it. I
mean, everywhere.
Boston's the most segregated city and also the most liberal city. So it's much more complicated than we. It's just what Barack Obama was trying to say in his speech. We all have racial things in our past and in our family, and it's better just to get it out there and talk about it. Obviously,
Zach, I'm really glad.
I just bored myself.
You didn't bore me. Oh. I'm. Thank you for telling me all that. And I'd like you to come back.
Thank you for clearing up the race situation.
And we're done. Yeah. Look, I'd like you to come back and wear that dress.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Zach Galifianakis is a comedic actor and a real actor. Mm-hmm. His DVD, Live at the Purple Onion, is available now. For more about Zach, visit our website, morefairgame.org.